If everyone is ready, I would like to call this meeting of the May 12th, 2025 Public Works and Capital Projects Committee to order. And if we could begin with a roll call, please.
Chair Nolan.
Here.
Deputy Chair Litz.
Here.
Legislator Donaldson. Legislator Kovacs.
Here.
Legislator McCullough.
Here.
You have quorum.
Thank you very much. I'd like to remind everybody to use your microphones tonight. I'd like to ask people to make motions to adopt unless you indicate otherwise that you would be moving a resolution for consideration. Is there a motion in regard to the April 7th minutes of the April 7th meeting? Motion by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any discussion or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolutions pass unanimously. So we'll begin with the resolutions for the May 20th legislative session. First is resolution number 202, establishing capital project number 733, purchase of county fleet vehicles for 2025, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Central Garage. Is there anything that the department would like to say about the motion and the vehicles for purchase? It's about 30 vehicles total. You're good? Okay. Legislator Litz.
I noticed in the resolution there was no mention, none of the whereas it said that these purchases are in accord with the Ulster County Fleet Management Plan.
Deputy Executive Laval, do you want to speak to that?
Legislator Litz, are you referring to the green fleet policy?
Green fleet, and when the new fleet management plan is enacted, it should refer to that one also.
So the green fleet policy is in effect. The more recently proposed fleet management has not been adopted yet, correct?
Correct.
Do you want to amend to include mention of the green fleet policy? And where would you propose to add that? We'll have to specify. We have the third whereas these fleet acquisitions are needed to replace existing vehicles because of extensive rust and corrosion, and as such are not cost effective to repair. And I'm going to take it that your proposed amendment would be whereas the proposed acquisitions are in accord with the county's green fleet policy. Current green fleet policy?
I'll make that friendly amendment.
And is there a second? Okay. Seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any further discussion? Yes.
Clarified that green fleet is a local law. However, the fleet management that's proposed is a policy.
So the amendment would be in accord with the county's green fleet law? You acceptable to?
I will amend my motion to reflect that.
And is the second in accord?
Second.
Great. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you for that amendment. On the resolution itself, which calls for those vehicles to be purchased, is there a motion to adopt? Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded.
Second as amended.
Second as amended, moved as amended. Yep. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? Resolution passes unanimously. Thank you. And thank you for that amendment. It's a good one. Resolution number 211, approving the execution of a contract for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by the county Livingston Energy Group, LLC, doing business as Linkwell, Department of Public Works. This is a contract for the installation of electric vehicle charging equipment on county property. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Is there a discussion?
Yes. Under the fiscal responsibility, it says that it's 100% county funded. And in another committee, we spoke about we are looking for grants to put in EV stations, and it's likely we'll probably get them. So I believe we should amend this resolution to state that it would be 100% county funds beyond what grant funding it would be county funded beyond whatever grant funding we acquire.
Or like anticipated grant funding. I see where you're going with this, but I would have a caution on this. I wouldn't support this amendment because the actual fact is it's 100% county until we have any money come in. And then we will get a resolution that says we're amending it from 100% county to whatever that proportion is. So I'd prefer to leave this as is, but it's up to the committee.
As long as that in fact does happen, that a resolution will come forward amending the capital project funding to reflect that grant money was also used.
Deputy Executive LaValle.
So in response to the discussion that was had at Environment Committee, we have looked into this, and in particular, the type of funding that is being used for these projects is a per plug EV rebate from NYSERDA, which can be payable directly to the vendor. And how they've been building the budget for this is that it's kind of deducted from the contract total for the county. So there is revenue that is helping to support these projects. However, it is not coming through the county. We're not receiving it and then paying it back to the vendor. So there is certainly, and I, you know, would certainly be supportive of a whereas that talks about seeking to the maximum extent that we can grants and rebates appropriate to the project. But sometimes, and this is very much common with NYSERDA, is that it doesn't come through the county, so we can't show it as a revenue and an expense.
I just don't want the county to get a bill for these EV stations and the contractor also get a check from NYSERDA.
No, that's why it's clearly spelled out per the program terms, the NYSERDA program terms in the contract, in the Schedule B.
And I take it the next resolution is the money from NYSERDA?
That would be a lot of charging stations. That $2 million is towards the Government Operations Center.
Oh.
Yeah, that's different money.
Okay.
But you remind me, Legislator Litz, I think we did pass this with that amendment out of Energy and Environment, and Legislator Donaldson agrees. So it's... should it have come to us with that on there? And I don't think it's harmful language. As I recall, it was something to the effect of, in the little strip of explaining the funding, that it would be 100% county beyond anticipated grant funding. Do you have that?
So,
so I believe, Legislator Litz, that your proposed language is already on this resolution, and so we don't have to amend it. and we now have this clarification of how that funding will actually come. Does that satisfy it?
So we're going to vote on this resolution 211 as it was amended
in energy and environment.
Energy and environment. I am fine with that.
Yeah, and the clerk will distribute that before you leave tonight if you want it tonight.
I take my notes. It says it's not 100% cash.
Right. I think we addressed this very same issue in a very similar fashion, but without as much information. So we would have in front of us then. So, Legislator McCullough, you made the motion on this. You'll move it as amended in energy and environment, and your second, Legislator Donaldson, is as amended in energy and environment. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? That passes unanimously. Resolution 212, approving the execution of a contract for $2 million entered into by the County, New York State Energy Research and Development Authority, which is NYSERDA, Departments of Planning and Public Works. This is the NYSERDA money for the Government Operations Center. Yeah, I'll give you back your department, Director Doyle. Would you like to talk on this resolution?
Yes, thank you. So this is a $2 million grant from NYSERDA that would be apply to the Government Operations Center for energy efficiency improvements. The grant only covers those energy efficiency improvements in terms of incremental costs, and then it covers 75% of those costs. The anticipation here is the maximum award we can get is $2 million. The current look at where we are in terms of incremental costs, we should be able to get a bulk of that, but perhaps not all of it.
Is there a motion?
I am not a sponsor on this.
Okay. You should be, if you want to be.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I need to abstain.
Oh, you're abstaining.
Yeah.
The resolution as listed does not have
okay,
you.
Good. Thank you.
So I thought you were complaining about
nope.
That. I got
nope.
You.
I rarely complain.
True enough. I thought you were noting your absence, which you were. Moved by Legislator Donaldson, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any further discussion by anybody who's not recused? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstain. Due to employment.
Thank you. Resolution passes 4-0-1. Resolution number 213, approving the execution of a contract for $197,872.50 entered into by the county with CT Mail Associates Engineering, Surveying, Architecture, Landscape, Architecture, and Geology, DPC, Department of Public Works. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator McCullough. Second. Seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Would somebody like to say a little bit about the use of these funds?
Sure, thank you. Again, this relates to the Government Operations Center. This is essentially environmental monitoring that's required because of the site being part of a brownfield. The regulations changed in January that requires an on-site engineering firm to be there, as well as the necessary testing associated with that work and community air monitoring associated with that. I would say that there was a placeholder introduced into the budget for the Government Operations Center, which carries these funds within it, and therefore we don't need any amendments to the current budget for the Government Operations Center associated with this contract.
Thank you. Any questions or concerns? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain. Due to employment.
This resolution also passes 4-0-1. Legislator Litz abstaining. Resolution number 214, requiring initiation of the procurement process to secure construction manager as agent professional services for enhanced oversight of the Government Operations Center capital project. This is a resolution that was introduced by Legislator Gavaris to send out an RFP for a construction manager as agent for oversight. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Kovacs. Is there anything further to say on this? You want to talk about what this will give us in terms of benefits to the operations, or is it or requirements that it fulfills?
Well, it gives the basically what we'll do is give the county legislature a hands-on presence with respect to the work that's being done on the Government Operations Center. The concerns would be is essentially that you have two essentially construction managers on site, and there may be conflicts in terms of what happens to those two individuals being on site that may either A, slow the work down or confuse what is exactly happening here. I would also say that the budget for this is not there, so we don't know what the budget would be for this, and there's not funding for that particular position as well. But we are well aware that the legislature has significant concerns relative to smooth operation of the site and concerns relative to the fact that there should be or should not be any overruns associated with the site. And they had expressed a desire to have an on-site construction agent on-site representing them versus representing the job as a whole.
And does the county already have the construction manager for this project identified? Or is
the construction manager has been on since the design work started. That's Palumbo, and they've been involved right up in terms of the initial design. I would also say that Palumbo was very instrumental in terms of looking at the costs. We had several entities working at the anticipated costs associated with this, including the architect and engineering and design team, as well as the construction management team. The most recent construction cost estimate that came out was within, I would say, I can't remember exactly, but it was certainly on this scale of a project, it was margin of error was extremely low. I believe it was somewhere in the neighborhood of about $100,000 in terms of what the engineering estimate was, what the construction estimate was versus what the bids came back in. So we've had an engaged group that essentially has been meeting on a weekly basis to discuss this project. The current construction manager had met with all of the proposed bidders in terms of their winners, in terms of looking at means and methods, in terms of making sure that they were qualified and knew exactly what they were getting into relative to their bids. And all of them came out with respect to a very rigorous process in terms of making sure that we had valid bids and individuals that were associated with the project that could do the work as bid.
I have a question. Does anybody else from the committee have a question? This resolution builds in some significant points of contact with the legislature, and you're describing a process that is weekly meetings and so forth. Is there any representation from the legislature in that process at present?
Not as it relates to construction meetings, clearly, as this moves forward, we would probably not be meeting on a weekly basis. We would probably, the construction meetings I think they're talking about, except for major milestones or talking or difficulties, they'd be meeting on a biweekly basis or every other week. Although the group would continue to meet, they would continue to meet relative to the committee itself in terms of discussing all of the things that are associated with the project. I would add, and thank you, I was overhearing a conversation at the table. We do have representation from the budget office as well here in terms of that. Certainly, if the legislature requested that we give them reports and heads up with respect to any difficulties, I believe we would consider that an appropriate response to recommend to the concerns being expressed given the size of the project.
Legislator Litz.
I won't comment on this project, but what I will say is when we did the family court building, Palumbo was also the group that did the project management there. The legislature appointed me as the legislative representative project manager, and I attended the progress meetings. I kept track of everything, which is very similar to what I think they're trying to do here. And the project came in under budget, under time.
On this project, you would we, my understanding is you wouldn't be able to serve that role because of the conflict?
Correct. I would not be able to do it.
But do you think that somebody else from the legislature could serve that role?
There are several legislators that have a construction background. One that comes to mind right away is the man who usually sits here is Kevin Roberts. He owns a roofing business. He knows, the ins and outs of construction. I'm sure if you queried other members, there probably are people that could fill that role.
So my sense is that we could save money and maybe get the benefits that this resolution intends if the executive's office and the department are happy with the notion that we would build in a more, a more intimate acquaintance with the project, going forward in time. With Deputy Executive LaValle.
I would agree with that when it looks at the goals as far as having good coordination, we have a very good system in place right now as far as meetings and progress and with a good construction manager. Would welcome having an appointed person to be part of those calls and conversations. I think this resolution contemplates something that is a step further, and there's actually some language in there about, some things that are perhaps beyond a scope that at this point in time, to me, almost sound like value engineering. Which at the point of construction, I think it's important to think about those timelines and kind of doing the construction work.
Thank you. So my preference would be that we consider postponing this resolution, and the sponsor is not here. So this could be discussed. I don't think it's urgent in terms of needing to be passed this month, and I think we have perhaps constructed on the fly here an alternative that maybe even the sponsor could endorse, and certainly I would have more support for this low cost and perhaps equal benefit approach. Is there a motion to that effect from the committee? Is there a second? Seconded by Legislator Donaldson, moved by Legislator McCullough. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion to postpone for a month? Aye. Any opposed? Legislator Kovacs, any abstentions? So this motion fails to go forward. Let's see, three out of
five members.
Three is enough. All right, so this motion passes 3-1-1. Thank you. Resolution number 223, establishing capital project number 732 for UCAT rolling stock purchase of 2025, amending the capital fund budget, Ulster County Area Transit. This is the resolution for the purchase of 2 35-foot-long hybrid electric buses to replace 2 diesel buses currently covering the longest route in the county. This would be a total cost of just over $2 million with $1,666,058 reimbursed by the federal government. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Litz. Any questions? We don't have transit here, but are we feeling pretty good about this funding actually coming from the federal government?
So from the Housing and Transportation Committee meeting on Thursday, Director Rozier did speak to exactly that question, and her response was that we already have the money. This allows us to spend the money, which is actually a good thing to do, to go out and buy the buses so that we have those. We've expended the money as well.
Sounds like a good plan to me. Any further discussion? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, this resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 243, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a lease agreement with the town of Wawarsing for a substation of the Ulster County Sheriff's Office, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. And this would be a substation at the Resnick Airport at an annual cost of how much? $312.
I'll move it for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? Let's get that lease while the offer is hot. Thank you very much. Resolution number 246, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget to fund a senior building maintenance specialist position at 9 and 15 Joyce Lane in Kingston, amending the 2025 Ulster County position listing, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. A motion or you have discussion?
I have discussion.
Okay.
Do you need a motion before we discuss?
I like it that way. Do you want to move it for discussion?
I'll move it for discussion.
Moved by Legislator Litz for discussion, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Legislator Litz.
This title is extremely misleading. It says that this resolution is to fund a senior building maintenance specialist position. But if you look at the funding for this position, it's got $62,000 for lease and rental real property, $90,000 for gas and electric, fire extinguisher, shredding, generator, HVAC, heating oil, pest control, security alarm maintenance, water usage, and it goes on and on, garbage removal, on and on. This is far from being just to fund a senior building maintenance specialist position.
Yeah, I did note that. I thought that these were all the things that the senior building maintenance specialist would oversee, and so I kind of gave it a pass in my own mind. Can we give them a chance to speak to that?
Sure.
Sorry about that. So this resolution accomplishes a few different things. If you break out the title, number one, it amends the budget to fund a new position. That's true. It also, if you go further, it says amend the 2025 Ulster County operating budget. So the operating budgets have individual budgets for each building. So in the operating budget, the big thick booklet you guys have every year, it breaks out each line according to expenses. And the expenses that you just listed are those expenses for this building.
Then we should change the title.
Well, the title does have amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget. Do you have a language proposal amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget to cover expenses at that location?
Well, what it says is amending the 2025 Ulster County budget to fund a senior building maintenance specialist position.
That's the first two lines.
Yep.
And the fourth line says?
Just amend the 2025 Ulster County operating budget.
Correct. And that's...
Then I believe it's kind of misleading. I really think it should be whatever's necessary in the title to for maintenance purposes or for whatever. And what are we leasing? I mean, we're buying the building, but we're leasing something for $62,000.
That's a fair question. And is that any additional properties involved here?
A couple of items. Just to start with the title first, I think if you look at that first dash on the second line and think of it as an and, so you're amending the budget to fund a senior, to do two things, amending the budget to fund a senior building maintenance specialist and funding 9 and 12 and 15 Joyce Lane. in Kingston. So that's funding the creating a building, a division section of the budget for cost associated with that building. Each building or, you know, set of buildings is separated in the budget so we can track costs associated with those buildings. So many of the lines that you're seeing here that are being funded are in order to do that, so that there's a particular place for that in the budget. And quickly looking at, we know that there are some, by moving FCAC, which currently is at the Hurley Avenue, there is money that's received from DSS through like an interdepartmental transfer in order to cover some of that lease. However, by no longer leasing a building, we will still be able to use that state aid to cover, to help cover, you know, different aspects of the programming at FCAC. So it will still be applied to the FCAC program, but it's not going to be applied to transferred in order to cover the lease of FCAC.
So I'm... Go ahead.
I was confused before. What I would like to do is make a friendly amendment to the title that reads, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget to fund a senior building maintenance specialist position and to fund the operation of 9 and 15 Joyce Lane in Kingston, amending the 2025 Ulster County position listing, amending and amending
the 2025 Ulster County operating budget.
Right. Operating budget.
I'll second that amendment. Any further discussion?
Can you in plain terms explain the $62,000? Are we leasing it? Are we leasing something, or are we leasing? Yeah, I don't understand either. It sounds like you're trying to use state money that was given for a lease to transfer money into this property. I don't know.
If we could get back to you with a direct breakdown on that, because that also included budget, the budget office. So I don't think we can totally answer that right now.
Do you want us to move this resolution aside and try to address it now, or are you asking that we go ahead and pass it with the understanding that we can look at this again in ways and means?
Yeah, thank you. The request would be to pass it and then come back with the information for ways and means. There is some time sensitivity around having a building maintenance to be assigned to it and have the building division set up for budget as we, you know, look to moving in.
So I would support this, having seen how having a person assigned to do these kinds of management can save significant funds and get equipment working well in other situations. I think this is important. But we have on the table the amendment for the title. Can we get that taken care of and then come back to any other questions? Because I think there was consensus about that. We had a motion and a second to amend the title as read out by Legislator Litz, which is adding and to fund the operation of 9 and 15 Joyce Lane and to change a subsequent hyphen to and.
Right. And before we vote on that, I might change my motion. Because I mean, I don't know if the $62,000 is immediate, that it has to happen, you know, right away. Maybe I'll include in my motion to remove that lease and rental real property from the amount, and then when we get it figured out, we'll have a resolution for it.
That would be a separate amendment, and I'm happy to have you bring that forward, but the title we need to just deal with first, okay?
Yep.
So any further discussion on the title?
Nope.
All in favor of
Aye.
The amendment? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? Okay. So now you have a further amendment that you're proposing to remove for present the second line of the budget that for AA 1620.1236-4570-4575, the leases and rental real property. Your amendment is to remove that and then change the total accordingly?
I usually will not vote affirmatively for any resolution that has TBD, to be determined, or for ones that I don't understand what the money is being used for. So if we make that friendly amendment, we can move this forward without that $62,000 expenditure and proceed. If not, I don't know. I guess I'll have to vote no, because I have no idea what this $62,000 is for.
So I understand your proposed amendment. I wouldn't support it because I think it's easier to remove this if there's a problem at Ways and Means than to take it out now and then try to put it back in at Ways and Means. But if there's a second, then we can vote on it.
Can we get an explanation?
Yes. Wait, do you have anything further to add?
As I stated before, we would respectfully request that, ask that the committee consider passing it to be reconsidered at Ways and Means with some additional information. Again, this came through the budget office, and unfortunately, we don't have the exact information to really respond to the questions that we also have. Thank you.
So I would just say, in regard to the proposed amendment, that I think that there are leases and rental property interests that come into play in providing this new building. That's what I understand the explanation, such as we have it so far, to be. And that's sufficient for me to move this forward to Ways and Means.
Thank you. I will second the motion. My understanding is that there's two small buildings in front of the main site for the district attorney's office, and I understand that they will be leasing those buildings to DSS or some office within DSS. That's my very basic understanding of the situation here. I'm not sure that's 100% kosher, but
that is,
you know,
my understanding.
That is my understanding.
Well. Yeah, and so that would increase the budget by this amount. So it seems to, the budget line here seems to fit with what we understand so far. Legislator Litz.
Well, now I'm even confused. You're going to lease that property that we purchased the property, and it had those two buildings on it. And we are going to lease that to DSS. But it's being here in a deficit, not and it's not a revenue here in this list. If it did say revenue, I would understand it, but this is as an expense.
It's with the other expenses, but it's an increase in that line. So,
right. I mean,
fair point.
If we were renting it to DSS, the $62,000 would be coming in as income to the county. In the way it's listed here, this is $62,000 we are expending. For what reason? I don't know, if we already own the buildings.
Well, it's listed with other expenses, but so is interfund revenues listed, all as increases. So I think having finance department here to explain why these numbers are this way would be helpful. We don't have that. So the question is, do we want to change it now without that information and explanation and then put it back, or do we want to leave it like it is and potentially change it at a later point? There is, yes, Legislator McCullough.
When is the Ways and Means? Is that this Thursday?
Yes.
I would say wait Thursday.
That's 48 hours, so.
I think we can spare 48 hours.
Any further discussion? So the motion is to amend. It's moved by Legislator Litz and seconded by Legislator Kovac.
I would like to amend my motion to also include, as you pointed out, interfund revenues. Why is a revenue in an expense?
Yes. Deputy Executive LaValle.
That revenue is in a revenue line. However,
it is all, a revenue
is
line?
In a revenue line. That is interfund revenue.
So is it how, in, is it
removed? Oh, it says from, revenue in
okay.
the
increasing revenue.
Yeah.
Increasing
although
okay.
this
that
is somewhat complicated, I'm very confident that with budget and understanding kind of the exactly how they broke down the budget that we can clearly explain this by ways and means. So, and I'm happy to circulate that through the clerk to this committee before ways and means as well.
So the amendment would be just as you gave it, since there is a revenue specification for
yep.
the interfund revenue. And you want to you want me to call the question on your proposed
sure.
amendment?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Legislator Litz and Legislator Kovacs, all opposed? Opposed? To in support of the amendment? All right. The amendment passes 3-2 to remove the second appropriation line, leases / rental real property at $62,000. And is there a motion to adopt the resolution as amended?
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? So the resolution as amended is adopted unanimously, as amended by title and on that budget line. Resolution number 247, establishing capital project number 734, security, fire alarm, and access control upgrades, amending capital project number 700, security, fire alarm, and access control upgrades, amending the 2025 operating budget, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Ground. This is security upgrades to those properties at Joyce Lanes. Is there a motion?
I'll move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns?
Just one thing. Capital Project 700 had the security and the fire stuff for this building, mm-hmm. but it's not in 734. So where is the stuff for this building if it's not, because it refers to capital project 700.
And this establishes, as I understand it, the new capital project number 734, which would be those access control upgrades at these two locations.
Right. So what happened to this county office building if this becomes the new 734 from 700?
700 remains for other sites, I believe.
So this building was established. We established a capital project for this building under a separate number, separate project. We also established a separate project number for 368 Broadway. We are doing a new one now tonight. And we're also going to be amending Capital 700 for DSS Development Corp. So this building was done with a different capital project number.
And which one is that? Do you know?
I think it was 693.
Okay.
So will you double check that and get back to us if that's not correct? Any other questions or concerns?
Nope.
There is a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to resolution number 248, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $398,686.58 entered into by the County Securitas Technology Corporation Department of Public Works. And this would be incorporated into the scope of work for the capital project for these two Joyce Lane buildings. Is there a motion?
I move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Moving on to Resolution 249, approving the execution of a contract for $495,176.57 entered into by the County Securitas Technology Corporation, Department of Public Works. And this is funding for the access control system and the fire alarm system at the Government Operations Center. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by? I'll second. Any questions or concerns? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Yes. I'll abstain due to employment.
The resolution passes 4-2-1-2-0 with one abstention, Legislator Litz, on the basis of employment. Resolution number 250, amending the 2025 operating budget, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program, amending capital project numbers 712 and 713 of the 2025 DPW bridge program, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. And this is increasing those two capital projects to fund the Sully Bridge in Woodstock, increased by $100,000, and the Banjo Bridge in Rochester by $75,000. And this is due to increased material costs. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator Donaldson, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 251, approving the execution of a contract for $519,263 entered into by the County Hudson Valley Engineering Associates, PC, Department of Public Works. This is the architectural engineering services in connection with the Denning Road Bridge in the town of Denning.
We'll move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Donaldson. This is 95% federal funds, 5% county. This is, again, money that we have in hand, is it? Money we have in hand.
New York.
So we want to spend it. Any questions, concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 252, approving the execution of a contract for $65,440 entered into by the county, Ray S. Pantel, Inc., Department of Public Works. This is a Zoom height contract for the delivery, installation, and monitoring of a 100-kilowatt generator at Sam's Point, 100% county-funded. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator McCullough. Seconded by Legislator Litz. Any discussion or questions? I have one. Did we consider a solar generator and battery?
So this is for the 911 tower
up
on Sam's Point, so we need to have redundant available sources.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else from the committee? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? That resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 253, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $174,871.42 entered into by the County Jury Excavating, Inc., Department of Public Services, Department of Public Works. This is increased funding for job order site work. Any questions or concerns?
Do we know the location?
Do we know the locations?
Sorry, probation building on Broadway.
I move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator McCullough. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 254, approving the execution of a contract for rates anticipated to exceed $50,000 entered into by county with Allimore Inc. doing business as Pestmaster Services, Department of Public Works. This is for removal of large animal carcasses from public roadways, county roadways. Is there a motion?
I'll move for adoption.
Moved by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator McCullough. Any questions or concerns?
Yeah.
Yes.
When they pick up the animal and they dispose of it, do we get some sort of a receipt or something from the disposal area? Because I know in Orange County there was an issue where the contractor was picking up the deer, taking it to another location, throwing it out on the shoulder, and then picking it up again and getting paid 2, 3, 4 times for the same animal.
Yeah, I don't know if the vendor gets a receipt from UCRA when they bring it there.
I believe we've asked this question and we received a yes answer on that. That they, I think UCRA uses, do they use these carcasses in compost,
correct? Correct.
So I think there's an accounting on that. We can double check.
I hope so. I mean,
if not, we can require that.
Right. Yeah. Please require it because, sure. You know.
That's my understanding.
We don't need to truck dead animals around the county and get paid several times for it.
I don't remember seeing anything within the same time frame that would indicate that. But Deputy Executive.
Yeah, I would just add that per their DEC Part 360 permit, anything that comes into that facility has to go across the scale and get a receipt. So there's definitely an accounting of it coming into UCRA.
And once it's in, we don't think there's an easy way for it to go out, right?
No, but as long as he's supplying us that information, because he could go across the scale once and charge us 4 times.
I see. So what I understood was we got those receipts from UCRA, not from the vendor. But either one, I think, would be acceptable, and you'll make sure and report back to us on that, how that's being done. Thank you very much. With that addressed, is there any other concern? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 255, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York to accept a grant for the Ulster County Pool Renovation Project, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds. This is accepting $3,920,000 from Dormitory Authority of New York, I think through the, no, I guess it's the next one, that's the SWIMS program. So, they're both the same, right? Yeah. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator McCullough. I will second. Question? Concern?
Yes. Is this above and beyond the $10 million we got from the state of New York? So the project is up to $13 million now?
I think this is the – yes, you want to answer that?
No, the total project cost was estimated at $5.5 million. This is the revenue contract, and it is, you know, for the $5.5 million includes what would be the 20% county match. So when you times that number by 0.8, that's where you get the $3.9 million, I'm pretty sure. And then there was not a $10 million grant.
Okay, so the application we put in was for $10 million, but
no,
I think up to $10 million.
Up, that's what I'm saying, up to $10 million. But the contract came in at $5 million, and this is 80% of the $5 million.
Doesn't look like 80% to me, but
you established a capital project number 715 last year for $5.5 million. This grant will help offset that cost.
Let me just, since the question has been raised, and since we have devices that can do these things for us.
70%.
What is it? Yeah, this is not 80%.
Typically, we do put a contingency into the capital project. So I can assure you that this is the revenue source associated with our award from the SWIMS grant at $3.9 million of state funding towards the capital project and the renovation of the pool.
Yeah, I'll just amend that 3.92.
So the SWIM money grant goes through the dormitory authority? Is that how that works? Okay, thank you.
Great, and by my reckoning, the $3.92 million is 71% of the $5.5 million budget for the project. So if that's not what is intended, will you double check it and let us know?
If you are to take 10% off the 5.5 million and then multiply that number by 0.8, it comes out to 3.9.
I see. So that's where the 10% contingency that you were talking about gets taken off the top. I'm with you. Any other questions or concerns? We're all satisfied? I'll call the question. All in favor of resolution number 255?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 256, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Department of State for a grant for a countywide municipal lifeguard support initiative, amending the 2025 budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds, and this is accepting a SWIMS grant for $50,000 to assist with the recruitment and retention of lifeguards at municipal swimming facilities in Ulster County. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator McCullough, seconded by Legislator Litz. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Resolution passes unanimously. Resolution number 257, establishing capital project number 722, Cisco firewall upgrade, amending the 2025 operating budget, amending the 2025 capital budget, Department of Information Services. And this upgrades, establishes this capital project to upgrade the IT firewall. This would incorporate next generation network security and software to respond to threat actors, malware, ransomware, and the constantly evolving malicious strategies of cyber criminals taking against Ulster County. Is there a motion? Moved by Legislator Donaldson. I'll be happy to second. Any questions or concerns? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? The resolution passes unanimously. We have coming in a future meeting, resolution number 225, updating the Ulster County pedestrian and bicycle policy that was postponed in housing and transportation. Is there new business? Legislator Litz.
I have several.
Okay.
Number one. I've been getting a lot of complaints from constituents on Pancake Collar Road. The road was...
Where is that?
It goes from Old New Paltz Road down to 4455, town of Lloyd. It was redone. Mechanically, I don't know what was done, what, a year and a half ago? Oh, it's just an overlay? Was it oil and chipped? Because that's what it looks like, because you can actually see the streaks. But there are cracks in the roadway, and there are potholes developing at the center line. It's only been a year and a half since that was done. You really should check it, because it's falling apart with only a year and a half of service.
Number two.
I received a drainage complaint from a constituent at 140 South Riverside Road. I believe you've been out there a couple of times. I went out there the other day in a rainstorm, and he and his neighbor, they have a bona fide complaint. I mean, it's flooding out his driveway and adjacent property. I think you need to take a look at it and either install some drainage or put a tip-up gutter and or raise his driveway a little bit, because the water is flowing down the edge of the road and into his property. So I anticipate next month's meeting you'll have a report back on what took place there. 140 South Riverside Road.
And which municipality is that?
Town of Lloyd.
Town of Lloyd also.
I'm sorry, is that 140 or 147?
140.
Okay, thank you.
Number three. I received a letter that was, I believe, drafted and sent to the county by a constituent, and I'm not even sure if it is my constituent, but it's 345 Crescent Avenue. They apparently have been having some issues with drainage for quite some time. And this letter was sent to the county on Monday, May 5th. And it said if it's not correct, if corrective measures are not implemented within the next 14 days, they're filing a lawsuit against the county. Can you please go down and check it out? I mean, we don't need any lawsuits. We it's 349. They told me 345, but it's 349.
And did you receive
Crescent
that
Avenue
by email? Or
yes, I did.
Can you forward that to the departments, Brendan Masterson and Robert Parody?
It was written to them.
Oh, okay. So you have that. You're aware of it. Okay.
May 5th, 2025.
I would just note that we'll give equal attention to the other complaints that did not threaten the lawsuit.
No, yeah, it was sent to an Adam Dietz. He works in your department?
Yeah,
in permits, okay. And it's listed as final notice before legal action and listed as urgent. And hopefully that'll be resolved before the 19th of the month, so we don't have a lawsuit.
Is there a number four?
Number four. I know I brought up last month, both to the Economic Development Committee and this committee, about the Ulster County lease of the Ulster County Fairgrounds, the contract. We passed a resolution probably 2 years ago that required a meeting in September to resolve any issues that are there and to forward the next year's or the next 5-year period contract. That has not been taking place. The Agricultural Society has to enter into their agreements and their contracts with their vendors more than a year before the fair. So coming up here in July, they're signing contracts for 2026 fair. And without a contract, I don't think it's fair to them to be signing contractors and not have a contract with the county, because if for some reason the county reneges on the contract, they're held liable for the contracts with the vendors, which is tens, if not $100,000 or more. So, I mean, we had a resolution to correct the previous behavior and set forth a system whereby we meet, we resolve, and we do the contract.
So my understanding is that there have been meetings and discussion about this with the county executive, perhaps, and with the chair of the legislature. And there were some ideas being discussed of how to deal with this because, as it's reported to me, the county is not able to enter into the long-term contracts that the Ag Society has been insisting that they need to have for the reasons that you stated. That it makes sense that they would want that from their business perspective. But it appears that there are some legal impediments to the county actually functioning in that way. So what I had suggested is that we look into the possibility of some sort of hold harmless insurance that the county could put in place to deal with this liability that the Ag Society doesn't want to take on. It may be that that's not a solution that works. I hadn't received any feedback following that conversation. My understanding was that this committee was the one that the Ag Society should be coming to request mm-hmm. those meetings. They had gone to the Economic Development Committee and made presentations there, and that was not the mechanism that had been set up. So if we can get them on the same page with what the oversight structure is, then I think we can have those conversations more productively.
They're here. They have been here to this committee. And it's not a problem with the 5 years because the county can only enter into a lease up to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Their problem is getting it renewed before the end of the year because the 5 years they're not doing.
So I'd be happy to look at that. I have not received any communication from the Ag Society in well over a year, I think close to 2 years. So I'm not sure where those conversations
happened. If you'd like to ask the question, there's three representatives right there.
Right, but that, and if they want to speak, I can open up the floor for them to speak. But I am just saying that you said they are here, but my understanding is they should be here, so I'm glad, and that we should be arranging to have these conversations and address all these issues, not at this meeting, but through those channels. Is there anything from the executive's office? And then I'd be happy to have the Ag
sure.
Society speak.
So first, I would like to share the update with the committee that it was Wednesday, April 30th. We had a Zoom meeting. Pretty much every individual sitting over here with the exception of Mr. Fitzpatrick and as well as the county attorney. And we discussed the best option forward at this time as far as the need to have a contract renewed. And we are continuing to work towards an expeditious, kind of draft of a contract so that that can move forward. However, to speak to the five-year issue, the contract is a five-year term, and it is written as a five-year contract. So it's not a contract that could be canceled and renewed each year for an additional 5 years. That's not the county attorney was pretty clear that that's not the intent of the contract. It's a five-year contract. So, but we're continuing to work with the Ag Society. We had a very productive meeting on the 30th, and I'm sure they can speak to it as well, on, negotiating a new contract.
And I would just like to say that I think if the Ag Society is going to be coming to this committee, which is great if they are, that I would like to be aware of those meetings and potentially involved in those. I think that would aid communications. We could take a short comment now, but really to be on the agenda to present to the committee, we should have that request from you in advance, and we put you on the agenda, and then the public is aware that that's what we'll be discussing, and people who are concerned can be here. But is what has been said make sense and seem like a good way forward? Oh, okay.
So, we do know that that's how the process is supposed to go.
Okay.
After I set up personally sent out. On the, I sent mine out on 4-8. You were.
Copied on it.
Gary had emailed Amanda back in January. I think part of the problem is we do put forth the communication, and it takes months to get a response. And then months turn into years, turn into we had come to this meeting, as he said, and then got told that we were part of the really big, long thing as an agriculture committee, so that's why we went there. Nobody could give us a firm understanding of where we belong. So it made it very hard to be in the right place at the right time when we don't know where we're supposed to go. So here is where we're supposed to go, then that is. But as far as he's stating with our lease agreement, we are supposed to meet every year, so if there is anything that needs to be upgraded, looked at, changed, we can never get those meetings. Now we just, 2 weeks ago, finally got one, but there's been no constant communication. It's very frustrating, as we said, to our contracts and stuff like that. We have nothing going forward. We have no resolution of anybody, getting back to us, and so it's very frustrating.
Yeah, so I understand that, and I apologize because I don't remember seeing the correspondence of the 8th, and I sometimes miss those in my long inbox. But I would like to have you have my cell phone number so that if you're not getting something within a week of having sent something, you can reach back out, and I will be very happy to make sure that I see things. And I've been having a similar sort of sensation because I was told that you were going to be here, be within this committee's oversight, but then the mechanism by which that was going to happen wasn't clear to me. So I apologize on behalf of the county and myself, and it seems like we've got that solved. You got to the right committee. I definitely want to be working with you, and I think that the whole committee would like to work with you on this, and you have an advocate to make sure that you get here. Legislator Litz.
Yeah, I mean, by resolution, it's mandated that they meet with the county in September every year as a minimum. I would like to say maybe what we should do is in August they come to our committee so that all the ducks are in a row for the September meeting and you can or we, whoever, participate as part of that because it is a county lease. And straighten out the lack of adherence to the resolution.
So I apologize for September of 2024 and happy to have you here in May of 2025, well in advance of that September. So we'll get things, we'll, use the early part of the summer here to catch up from what didn't happen in September last year and then be set up as Legislator Litz suggests for September of this year. Yeah, so I'd rather not wait until September to be discussing it, right? Yeah, so we'll move forward as has already started, and we just keep a lot of energy going into that to get things resolved quickly for you. Okay? Yes, Legislator Litz.
I want to go back to the Crescent Avenue. I was not incorrect because the one person is at 345 Crescent Avenue and the other person that would be in the lawsuit is at 349 Crescent Avenue. So it's several properties that are being affected, not just one.
Noted. Thank you. I have one.
Number
five?
Number five. It's come to my attention that, and this is probably only rumor, I don't have a clue because I'm not aware of it, that there's possibly going to be a proposal or a capital project to remove the bridge at Basin Road. Is that correct?
I've not heard anything about that. That's news to me.
Through the chair to the department.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What I would say on that, Legislator Donaldson. So what I have heard on that over time is that the bridge there at Over Basin Road is quite a problem for emergency vehicles. So for years, there has been discussion about whether or not it should be removed. I haven't heard of any recent concrete plans to do that. Deputy Executive LaValle.
The only thing I have to add is that not that recently, I had been kind of approached by DEET, the City of New York, that they were looking for, in preparation for their Ashokan Century project, which is a nearly, multi-hundreds of millions of dollars for rehabs of the Ashokan Reservoir, they were looking for access to their staging area that was more direct. And to go down Basin Road was, cut more than 50 miles out of truck traffic, out of a truck trip. So they were looking for temporary ways to address the low bridge at Basin Road. Haven't heard anything back from them more formally. I know that the Ashokan Century project has been delayed, probably due to the several-year delay of the Delaware Aqueduct rehab, which now was, delayed for the third year of its window. But that being a future proposition.
Legislator Lutz.
I mean, probably a year or two ago, the county had a project on 28A, and they wanted to use Basin Road as the detour. And it was brought up to remove the bridge because of its lack of clearance. And but when we extend the trail, the link up to the Ashokan, we're going to need a bridge. This bridge is designed for E80 loading, which can support thousands of pedestrians at one time. And when it was discussed that we were going to remove it, and I said, well, when we build the trail, we're going to need the bridge. And they said, well, we can do that later. And so it's costly to remove it. It's very expensive to replace it. So I took it upon myself to call two contractors that do that kind of work and get estimates to raise the structure so you don't have the lack of clearance. And then when we build the trail, we would ramp up to it, which would be 2 or 3 feet, which can easily be done. And not have to have the expense of building another bridge to replace the Basin Road Bridge. We could acquire the clearance at a much, much reduced cost by jacking the bridge. So it's just a rumor, but if we're going to spend a lot of money demolishing a bridge and then building a new bridge when we could keep the old bridge at a fraction, and I mean a fraction, less than 10% cost. That's what we should be doing.
So that's a really interesting conversation, and I would suggest that rather than the county take on that cost and that project when we have no reason to pursue it, that we wait for DEP to propose it, and then we can propose that they pay for it. But we can propose that they pay for the simpler, better solution. So if everybody feels good at sharing that information, Deputy Executive LaValle.
Absolutely. That's what we should do. And I just want to reiterate that no one has been approached about or discussed plans of removing that bridge. And it was quite a while ago that DEP had even brought up the topic. So I don't know who, where that information may be circulating, but that has not come to staff here.
Is there a number six? All right, then I'll bring up my... Thank you. I do have one point that I would like to make, and this is in regard to the culvert replacement on Wittenberg Road, County 46 in Woodstock. Did receive advance notification about that. Really appreciate it. There is very good signage for the detour off Wittenberg Road. That began on April 29th and seems to be ongoing. Do you have a projected end date on it, or is that day by day?
June 10th is what we're shooting for.
2-10?
June
10th. 6-10 of 2025. Great. We can put that word out there as well. Anything else from anybody on the committee? Any old business? Legislator McCullough.
I received quite a few emails and calls regarding Glen Street. They're very concerned with their safety regarding the gate and the traffic light. They're really pressing for the traffic light. They expressed that they lost many pets, cars have been wrecked, and so on and so forth. There's flooding happening down there, and they feel as if they don't have a voice and they're not listened to. So that's why I'm bringing it forward. I believe when we do things and it's not our neighborhoods, we should talk to people and keep them involved. Because we don't have to live there, but that don't mean we should not prioritize how they feel. So maybe we can reach out to the Glen Street residents and just keep them updated. Let them know what the plans are for the stoplight, which they said should have been there before construction. And for the record, everybody that called or emailed are highly, highly in favor of the Golden Hill projects. No issues with that. They're just concerned with all the additional traffic and everything that the traffic light needs to be up and running. Thank you.
I know Director Doyle, Planning Director Doyle, has spoken about his interactions in the planning of that project. Is there anything that the department can give us as an update?
The light is progressing as quickly as those plans can. Unfortunately, there was problems with equipment supply and timelines around getting the equipment and actually to install the light. The county and particularly the planning director, Dennis Doyle, who's slipped away much earlier, but he's been in, you know, very constant communication with the Glen Street neighbors over the details of their concerns. The county installed the gate to attempt to, you know, at the comments of the Glen Street neighbors and to address some of their concerns regarding the traffic flows there. We're currently still waiting for repair to the gate for the second time it was hit. And, you know, it's been a while right now of waiting for parts in order to fix the gate. It was very problematic when the gate was put down. There was a lot of people driving around it, driving up onto a lawn, into the landscaping. So it was not well received by the neighborhood. So it's traffic issues aren't really straightforward. There's a lot of different details to them. I can just assure you that we're working to as quickly as the supply chain right now allows us to in order to install the traffic light.
Legislator McCall.
I only ask these things because people come to me and I want to be the voice for them because they don't feel like they're being heard or whatever the case is. I'm not there, but I just want to keep them included. And two, is there a way we can add red lights to the gate? I seen the gate because somebody said to me that it snowed and it was dark and snowy. The gate is white and snow is white, so I don't know if that's the reason they hit it, but that's what I was told.
Yeah, when the fix gets undertaken, it's going to include LED red lights similar to the gates here in this slot.
And do we have any idea in terms of the delay in, on the equipment for the light? Is there any update on that, or are we just all are waiting and frustrated?
The main lead time is actually the mast arm. That's the main component that we're waiting on.
Of the gate?
Oh, for the gate?
No, I'm sorry. The mast arm is for the light.
The traffic light on 32.
And we don't have a date on that. It's just whenever
we can.
That's
pushing it out towards end of October, early November. It's waiting on that in particular. As far as the gate on Glen Street, I would hope within the next 3 weeks or so we should have parts in.
So repairs on the gate first, and then we all have to wait for the light because that's not coming quickly. And I think if we share that information, that if that's the best information we have, that can be helpful. Anything else on old business? Seconded twice by Legislator McCullough. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Thank you, everybody. Really appreciate it. And thank you.